Hello and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps to understanding the paradox of parenting. My name is Danielle Ochieng. I'm an early childhood education specialist by passion and profession with a degree in the same. Currently working as an early years curriculum designer and consultant, and I've been working with children for over 10 years in different capacities. Teacher, counselor, guide, friend, confidant, everything, and that spans through all years, 0 to 18 plus years, but I focus on the early years and particularly 0 to 5 years because it's the foundation of everything about children. So we continue on our journey of learning what kind of learners our children or students are to improve their learning experiences. So now, drum rolls. It's time for another Did You Know fact. So did you know that audio learners account for only 30% of the general population? I happen to fall in this category. You know, the ones who love to hear the sweet nothings. Lol, I'm kidding. I mean, but we do pick up out on true things very fast. And we love to listen, so we'd be really, really good friends with Beyoncé after her hit song.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete.
Bummer, right? I know, but the song had to end there. So about audio learners, we remember about 75% of what we hear in lectures or classes. That's why we do not and should not be missing classes, because a very important aspect of how we learn. Some characteristics common with us is that we remember what we say and what others say very well. That is why someone like me is in constant bouts with people who deny what they said. Yet my memory serves well with the exact words said and what period of time they said it and what season. So it got so agitating to the point where I had to record people say things to play it for them in case they decide to deny it. So even if it's like 20 years later, yeah. Thank God for the ability to back things up on Google and OneDrive so I never lose data. Yeah, so that anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Anyway, I'm kidding. It's not that extreme, but actually for some cases, I do that quite often. Because like when somebody says they're going to do something, I have to hold them to it with facts. Because I honestly can't stand people who don't keep their words. Because honestly, I remember and I am not making things up. Anyway, moving on swiftly, I'll give us a couple of characteristics common with this kind of learners, and it's that they prefer to discuss things and enjoy small group discussions for understanding. They keep up very well with friends actually and want to always meet up with friends and keep that constant communication, calling and that kind of stuff. They also remember verbal instructions well. They enjoy the opportunities to present dramatically. That's including the use of music. They also like to read out loud to themselves. They are not afraid to speak in class. Actually, some teachers find this very offensive. And it can be. That's if learners are not taught how to voice their opinions in a respectful manner. Which, by the way, is to be taught from home, not from school. And we also need to be told when to keep quiet, because sometimes we can actually slow down lessons. I know that from experience. As in continuing the characteristics, we like to give oral reports. They're good at explaining, by the way, to the details, to a point where they can explain a concept in chemistry and a five-year-old would understand it. Yes. They remember names. They're good at grammar and foreign languages. They can't keep quiet for long periods of time. Like I said, they enjoy acting and being on stage. They find it very difficult to work quietly for long periods of time. They're easily distracted by noise. That's why them studying in a noisy environment is not good. And they're also easily distracted by silence because they're audio learners. They verbally express their interest and enthusiasm. They like to talk through things. When they're having problems or stuff like that, they want to sit down and talk about it. Like, you're not listening. I need you to listen. This is what I have to say. Yes, they're those kind of children. Or adults or teens, yeah, they like proper explanations for concepts or behaviors. Ask a lot of why you did this, why your explanation is not making sense. You know, there's some people let it pass. Audio learners don't usually. And by the time they're letting it pass, usually they're exhausted and they're done with you. Like, that's it. Anyway, they like to explain things. Yeah. So they're generally very engaging conversationalists. Let me blow a trumpet on everyone's behalf. Yeah, we're actually very nice to talk to. Okay, sour. Moving on. I think it's also by the important to point out one weakness is that we like to talk quite a lot too. I mean, here I am on a podcast. So yeah, I've tried over the years. I've tried to keep quiet and listen to other people, voice their opinions and listen. Okay, I'm telling you, but it's a very difficult thing. I think my friends would actually be very excited to know that I'm going to mention this, because I think it's something I struggled. We find it very hard to whisper. My friends tell me I can't whisper. Why? Because I don't even know how people whisper. Like, I've tried and I feel like my voice is like, my throat and my chest are congesting and I'm running out of air and I can't breathe. Like, I don't know how people keep their voices that low. Like, yeah, my friends find it very hard to have a conversation or talk about something privately when they're around people, because Danielle can't whisper. But I'm actually working on it. But it's honestly a struggle. I don't know if other audio learners struggle with the same thing, but I hope my friends understand me. But I'm honestly working on it. So if most of these characteristics sound familiar with your child, get it? No? Okay. Like, when I say sound, like, it means auditory, and we're talking about auditory learners. Ooh, pun intended. Okay, this sounds very funny. Very funny for me. So I'll try to avoid laughing too much on the podcast. So anyway, if they sound familiar to, like, how your child operates, there are some strategies to help them study and internalize concepts. For little children, and I believe many adults, read aloud stories, notes, whatever it is to them, and also have them do the same for you. Use rhymes and jingles or made-up songs to memorize concepts by singing them. Record lectures for repeated listening. Let them read aloud, as I said, record. Let them read aloud, then record what they're reading and listen to the study material repeatedly for review. This can be done on their journey to and from school, especially if they're sitting in long traffic or even over journeys, holiday trips. But that's, if it's holiday, let them just rest. Always insist. Have them discuss what they've learned with somebody. Tell them to listen carefully in class and avoid sitting with people who will distract them or talk while the teacher is teaching, because obviously now they'll be listening to their friend and not listening to the teacher, which will be very destructive for them. And also encourage them to sit closer to the teacher. For children who are learning, like, spelling, the younger ones, have them say the word out loud, then clap out the syllables. So, let me give an example of a syllable, yeah? So if the word is, let's say, banana. Banana has 3 syllables. I can explain further if you need it, just reach out, but I'll just give a brief example. So banana is ba-na-na. So those are 3 syllables. I hope you had me clap them. Yeah, so also take time. Tell them also to take time, like, when they're doing the sounds, clap out the syllables, then take time to mention the individual sounds. So when you say the word banana, what do you hear? Some kids will say z, sounds z. Like, no, just take your time. What do you hear? Say the word slowly. What here do you have? Banana, you know, b, b. Yeah, I won't go into the details of that. Older kids, so ask them to paraphrase new ideas or concepts that they've been learning, like, put them in their own words and say them out loud to somebody. Let them talk about illustrations and diagrams and texts, you know. And when they're learning new processes, tell them they enjoy, like, talking about what to do, how to do it, and why it's done that way. And so, like, engage them also through conversations, even just as a parent. It's a very good way for you to blend or bond with your child who's an audio learner. Conversations, they prefer to hear the voice and face-to-face interactions. For older children, you can tell them to find a friend to study with so they can talk about the information and hear it too. Tell them to recite out loud the information that they want to remember several times. They can make their own tapes of important points that they want to remember and listen to it repeatedly. This is especially useful for learning materials for tests, yeah, or remembering information for exams. So when reading, tell them to skim through, look at the pictures, the chapter titles, and other clues, and say out loud what they think this book could be about. They can also make flashcards. That's also for, we talked about the visual learners, but for this one, the addition is the flashcards of the various materials that they want to learn. They read them out loud, what's on the flashcards, and use them repeatedly. Then they can also use different colors to aid in their memory, set a goal for the assignments, and then verbalize what that goal, so that every time they say their goals out loud, they begin to work on that particular assignment. So there's like not much about audio learners, because basically we learn through listening. I will remind us also that every single person learns with a variety of methods. So audio learners should not only stick to these strategies, because as I earlier mentioned, they retain just about 75% of the auditory information. So this means that they should incorporate other strategies that engage other senses too. So like pick up some of the strategies from the visual learners, you know, like using different colors and pictures in their notes, their exercise books, and so on, because this will help them remember them. They can do some writing and reading and engage in making things physical and practical with hands-on experiences. Now that's the R and K learners, which we'll discuss in coming weeks. And it's important to understand that, understand how we learn, because learning is a lifetime process. And the sooner we understand how we learn, the easier it is as we grow and progress through life. So yeah, that is it for me for today. Yes, I have to demystify the fact, undoubted fact, that as audio learners, we talk a lot. So I will stop here, and I'm still reachable on email via parentingbabysteps@gmail.com. Parenting baby steps is one word, so just drop an email and we'll catch up from there. And as we continue to figure out our children and how they learn, keep in mind that it's not how we remember, but what we remember that is important in this world. Au revoir.